Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Casey Field, how does it feel to tie the five-time championship of the world record with Joe Alexander and Bruce Ford?
It's amazing. It really is. I'm lost for words on this fifth world title. It's been a battle since 2015 to find the motivation to keep going and keep driving. I've always looked up to people and tried to beat people in front of me and who I feel like were going to be the world champion. And the past few years, I am the world champion that other people are striving to beat. And to find the motivation that I have this year has came from places that I can't even explain. And when I left the house to come down here and drove to Texas, I just had a really comforting feeling come over me. And I knew I just needed to come down here and simplify things and mark them out, and the rest would take care of itself. And I drew a little bit rough, but like I said, when I left the house, I'm very confident in myself. I've been confident before in my career where I felt like I walked on water. I could fight a T-Rex if I had to, but this year is some confidence that I've never had before. And I don't know if it's old man. I'm not old, but in the bareback riding, I've seen a lot of things and experienced a lot of stuff, and I think that's played into it.
Riding bareback bucking horses is the most physically demanding event in professional sport. What do you think is the difference between Joe Alexander's, Bruce Ford's, and yours, if any?
Back then, when those Joe Alexander, Bruce Ford were chasing their world titles, it was tough. It was a grueling thing. They got on a lot of horses that weren't that good. It takes a toll on your body, and it's hard to crave those horses. And nowadays, there's so many better ones and so many great horses. It's easy to get motivated for, but at the same time, like you said, it is the most physical event there is, and these big, strong horses, these ones that buck like they do nowadays, they take a toll on your body more than ever. Just to come out on top is truly a blessing, and that I could do it this long.
As an older gentleman, has your conditioning changed or increased?
Dramatically, yes. I was very fortunate at a very young age. My dad was Lewis Field, five-time world champion cowboy, and he is one of the best coaches in the world, one of the best guys ever. And bareback riding, it wasn't easy, but I definitely had an advantage on other people with that coach that I had. No one got on a bucking horse for me ever. It was automatic for me. I rodeoed. I went down the road. I had great traveling partners. I got to the rodeo. I was happy. I was motivated, and I did my job with family, life, tragedies, happiness, victories, whatever you want to call life. It's incredible how much life dictates that 8 seconds. Find the discipline to put other things to side and really focus on one thing, what your goal was when you were a little kid. Joe Alexander, Bruce Ford are my heroes, but I would nod my head against them any day in any arena.
Your dad, Louis Field, won the bareback riding in Las Vegas the year I was there. In 1985, I traveled with Bruce Ford. So this is a very special event to watch you come and tie with Bruce.
Yes, this is, I don't know, the first ones came pretty fast, and this fifth one, and beating the record of Bruce Ford and tying my dad. He had 5 world titles. He had small round titles, but still at the same time, life's not complete, but I'm sure pretty damn happy.
That's words of our champion, Utah's Casey Field, 5-time champion of the world in bareback bronc riding. Casey, thank you very much. Congratulations and God bless.
Thank you very much and happy holidays.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.